Good morning. We've been discussing the understanding of Emuna as a basis for creating a very strong and powerful life. You know, there's a Ramban in Parshas Achrimos, which will be a focus of Yom Kippur, where we're told, "Ushmatem eschuko saives mishpatai asher yaseh ha'osam ha'adam b'chai bohem." Listening to my mitzvos, when you do them, you shall live by them. That seems to shed a certain amount of lesson and focus on that which we have been discussing. Says the Ramban, Vida, and you should know, Ki chaye ha'adam b'mitzvos, when you're going to live a life that's fulfilled with mitzvos, kefi achanaso lohem, it all depends on the preparation. Ki ha'usa ha'mitzvos shalo lishman ha'manas l'kabo pras, yichya ben ba'olam hazeh yamim rabim ba'oshu nechasim, a person who does mitzvos, but he doesn't do it with the intent of the mitzvah. He does it just to get rewarded. We'll get that reward. And says the Ramban, that reward will be tremendous wealth in this world. That's what we say. And those of us who go ahead and say to ourselves, we would like to go ahead and get into Olam Haba, Nafsham Betov Talin, they will go ahead and be and have a good life. However, Ve'auzvim Kolin Yani Olam Hazeh, if a person forgets about Olam Hazeh, Ve'ina Mashgichim Alav Kilu Einam Bali Guf V'chol Kavanasam V'machshavosam Be'boram Be'ovad, when we do mitzvos because we're doing the will of God, which was the case with Eliyahu Hanavi. In such a situation, says the Ramban, then our reward is more tremendous and more weighted in the world to come. That's why the psukim tell us whenever we talk about mitzvos, that you shall live and you will have a long life. For each of us, that means something else. Ravolbi comments, every person approaches a mitzvah with a certain internal preparation, whether he knows about it or he doesn't know about it. But when you understand and believe in a Torah min hashamayim, we are often doing what we do, not because it's something that intellectually stimulates us or often makes sense to us, not just simply because it's something that will be good for us in this world. We approach mitzvos with the understanding that God told us to do it. And this is the greatest purpose and reason necessary. Coronating a king means that we accept his yoke. Because our greatest desire in life is to do that which he wants us to do. There is no purpose to life itself if it's not the will of the king. And so therefore, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, as we get ready to stand before the king, let's do so with an eye towards doing his will, because it's his will. Pick a mitzvah you're doing today. Close your eyes. Ask yourself, why am I doing this mitzvah? And work to make it so that the basic idea at its core is because he told us to do so. And he's the king, and we're good subjects. If we get that idea down pat, we certainly shall merit a ksiva b'chasima tovah.